If you don't like the message, then attack the messenger. That's a strategy of old. Today it is happening against David Dalyden, the young man who created a furor by his investigative journalist exposés of Planned Parenthood's alleged trafficking in baby body parts. He's now being sued big time and possibly facing jail time, while Planned Parenthood, which allegedly has been shown by these videos to have broken the law, appears to be getting off scot-free. Isaiah the prophet said about 750 years before Jesus was even born, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." To discuss this lawsuit is David Dalyden's attorney, Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
Okay, so tell us what's going on. This is a very serious, serious lawsuit.
And this lawsuit is a felony indictment in Houston, where what happened was the grand jury was impaneled to investigate Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast and their practice of selling baby body parts from the aborted babies and turning a profit on those parts. In David Dalyden's videos, it shows that the folks at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Houston were willing to change the way that they do abortions to procure more organs that would be more valuable to them. They also showed that, in particular, the Planned Parenthood of Houston would change line items in their accounting to ensure that the baby body parts profits would be allegedly properly accounted for under law. So that's why the grand jury was impaneled. At some point, it took a different direction. You've got now an indictment off of David and one of his investigators, Susan Merritt. We are contending that these indictments are absolutely baseless. We don't see that there is any evidence to buttress, certainly not a felony indictment for a false identification. And so we are vigorously contesting these charges. We have called for the district attorney to dismiss the charges once they get handed over to her from the grand jury.
All right, now I understand that the Harris County District Attorney, Devon Anderson, am I saying it that right?
Correct.
She defended her indictment of pro-life advocate David Dalyden. By the way, I'm reading from the LifeSiteNews.com, a recent article, despite the fact that a Planned Parenthood abortion business board member, as a Planned Parenthood abortion business board member, she works as a prosecutor in her office. So in other words, it would seem to be a conflict of interest here where you have somebody working in the office that's actually a board member of Planned Parenthood. And by the way, they even the Anderson's campaign received more than $25,000 from the attorney who works for a late-term abortionist. Aren't these not conflicts of interest?
Well, and what we look at is we are looking, you know, that has really made a lot of public uproar. We are hearing those cries from folks. I know that there's a lot of heard a lot of public condemnation of the district attorney for those issues. You know, and that is something that, you know, we as the attorneys looking at the charges, I look at the charges and say, there is no way that you can charge David Dalyden for purchasing or intending to purchase baby body parts for profit when his whole purpose for being there was to bring his test company. He set up a test company, mm-hmm. had undercover investigators. He's not looking to purchase baby body parts. And if he was, that transaction would require a willing seller. And the only seller that had the means, motive, and the money to make a profit off of baby body parts was Planned Parenthood of Gulf Coast in Houston. So only Planned Parenthood could have been charged there, not David. So I can look at the charges and say, something happened here. There's something very wrong with bringing charges against a whistleblower when you've got clear evidence of wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood.
You know what's so interesting? The media, obviously, the dominant mainstream media is obviously very pro-abortion. I mean, that's just a fact. It's just, we have to deal with it. But isn't it true that ABC TV, when they did their Red Lion examination, or when some, you know, there was investigative journalism involved in looking at some of the cars that were unsafe at any speed, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff, when they were doing that kind of investigative journalism, were they not using the very kind of techniques that David did hear, and this is not something brand new. This is not something David pioneered, right?
Right. David Dalyden and his investigators stand in the long line of investigative journalism, undercover journalism, that sometimes does require the use of a different name than your own, merely because you may be a famous person, and that is an issue. And in terms of undercover investigations, I mean, my goodness, 15 years ago, on 2020, Connie Chung was announcing the investigation of fetal tissue trafficking. So even this topic has been the subject of a mainstream media undercover investigation. So this is nothing that is out of the ordinary. But what is out of the ordinary and what is just exceptional is trying to tag undercover journalists for tampering with government records when the law is not intended to stop undercover journalists from doing their jobs, and it doesn't apply even on its bare terms. Even a plain reading of that law does not apply to what happened here.
We're talking right now with Peter Breen of the Thomas More Society. He is defending David Dalyden in this incredible lawsuit. Here's the thing about the mainstream media that's interesting to me. You would think that they would have a vested interest in David succeeding in this lawsuit. Because if he loses, then so much for investigative journalism. I don't care what the issue is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and that you are seeing from some quarters some real concern about charging undercover journalists with these sorts of laws that are not intended at all to apply to undercover journalists and don't fit the facts. So this was a reach. And I look at this and say, had I filed a civil lawsuit with the charge about trying to buy baby body parts, I would get run out of court and I'd be sanctioned. So I don't understand how these charges could have been brought forward. We are going to vigorously contest them. And so, look, I mean, we are asking again very respectfully, now that the district attorney has the charges or is in the process of getting the charges, please dismiss these because there is no merit to them at all.
So basically what the charge is that he intended to buy baby body parts. That's what the real charge is, even though, of course, his acting like he was going to do that and the other actress, in this case Sandra Merritt, acting like they were going to buy these body parts. They were all doing this just for the investigative journalism purposes.
Right. Everyone in America knows that David Dalyden was not in this undercover investigation to purchase baby body parts for profit. He was there to uncover the willingness of Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers and tissue procurement organizations, as they're called, their bad practices in terms of profiting on fetal tissue sales.
Yeah, you know what? To use almost an absurd analogy, suppose you had a movie and Leonardo DiCaprio, as an actor, takes a gun and he shoots another character. And then all of a sudden, the law comes down on Leonardo DiCaprio. You shot this person, even though it was all fake. It was all for a film. It's almost like an absurd analogy, but it reminds me of that because, there was no purpose to sell baby body parts. He condemns that practice. That's why he's trying to show that it's happening and it ought to be stopped.
Right. And, I think we need to also, everyone needs to look at this and say, and remember, almost immediately after this indictment was announced, the governor of Texas reaffirmed, he said, that the Harris County actions have nothing and will have no impact on the statewide investigation against Planned Parenthood. And Governor Abbott of Texas had gone on the news, having viewed the videos, and said he had seen crimes committed on those videos. So certainly, we've got to take heart that the other government investigations in Texas are continuing, regardless of this indictment. And again, we are very hopeful that we will be able to get rid of these charges, hopefully soon. We respectfully ask the prosecutor to dismiss them, and if not, we will fight them all the way through.
Now, this is not the first legal action against David Dalyden and the Center for Medical Progress. Tell us about that.
Well, we are also defending several lawsuits in California. There are two lawsuits in San Francisco. There's another lawsuit in Los Angeles. The San Francisco lawsuits are federal RICO, racketeering lawsuits. So it's the same sort of lawsuit that have been brought against Joe Shidler and pro-life activists 30 years ago, they're using that same law here against David Dalyden, saying that he is part of a conspiracy to do terrible things to the abortion industry. And what we would say in response is, look, all David did was reveal the truth. You know, you're seeing now all these press conferences by Planned Parenthood and their staff, and you know, they've got their lawyers next to them, they've got carefully crafted statements. Well, when they were speaking in a way that they thought that they could trust the listener, they revealed their true intentions. The true intentions are they will change their abortion procedures to get more valuable fetal tissues, and presumably without telling the patient who is undergoing the abortion. The truth is they will cook their books to cover up the profits from baby body part sales. So, you know, those are the truths that were revealed on tape. And so that has to speak, you know, more loudly than any of the rest of the, you know, these prepared statements by the other side.
You know, it's kind of ironic that Dalyden's first name is David, in light of, you know, David versus Goliath. I mean, in a very real sense, Planned Parenthood is like Goliath.
I've heard that comparison many times. Fortunately, David wins that fight. That is very much my hope that that will occur here, too.
Hmm. Okay, what's been going on in the actual court proceedings or in the pre-court proceedings that our listeners need to know about?
Well,
you're privy to share, of course.
I mean, so now we are defending, you know, David, and it's four different litigations now. And look, David has not invited these lawsuits, but we are going to vigorously contest them. And with each lawsuit, I mean, that is going to be more and more attention paid to the fact that Planned Parenthood procures baby body parts or sells baby body parts for profit and has profited off of them. So that is going to come out loud and clear. You're also going to see a vindication of David Dalyden and his investigative techniques. They are the same techniques that any other news organization would use. They're on best practices and the like. So the longer these litigations go on, the more that you're going to see that vindication. You know, as for where each of them is, I mean, we're fighting hard. We've got there's a motion for preliminary injunction up in San Francisco where there are still videotapes that the public has not seen that are enjoined in the federal court.
What does all this mean? Secret. There's still some videos yet to be seen, but
yes.
Because of these legal actions, they're temporarily held up, hopefully
they've
temporarily.
They've been sealed. Right. They've been kept secret. We hope to win that so that David will be able to reveal additional videos that show more bad acts and the like. I can't tell you about the contents because I'm under a federal court order, but we're very hopeful there. There are investigations still going on across the country by attorneys general. Of course, the Congress has a new select committee, and select committees don't get formed often in the U.S. Congress. I mean, when you think select committee, you think Watergate. This is not something that happens every day. So we're very, very heartened by that development. And again, we're just proceeding apace in all of these lawsuits, again, all with the aim of winning and vindicating this undercover journalism technique and of ensuring that the public knows Planned Parenthood sells baby parts for profit and has, despite what they may claim now under legal counsel and very careful prepared statements.
In one of these cases I was reading where there was a situation where somebody wanted to, on the one hand, of course, they're trying to crucify David for making these videos, but on the other hand, they were trying to make it inadmissible in the court to actually show any of these videos. So here he's being tried for producing these videos, but they're not allowed as evidence, or at least there's a push to make them inadmissible as evidence. That would be horrible if that's true.
Well, or if they prevail. Right. I mean, one of the risks of these lawsuits is that you're going to see an injunction entered against David from doing any more investigative work or being able to release these videos that are enjoined. They may never see the light of day. So there are some significant risks to the public. Our First Amendment right, as the citizens of this country, we have a right to know this information, which is of great concern. It reveals criminal acts, bad acts, and really, items that. You know, we have this other category where we say, well, it's not illegal, but boy, if the public knew that about a medical provider, they would find it of very significant interest and may very well not go and patronize that medical provider anymore if they knew that was how they treated their patients. So there's a lot there that we would like to be able to release. We can't do so, though, at this time.
And people can log on to thomasmoresociety.org for more information on the case?
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thomas More Society, and that is more with one O.
Okay. Peter Breen, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.